Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Every once in a while, it's good to go back and reread those books that have had an impact on our lives. It's even better when the subject of those books is played out in current events. Such was the case this week when I reread George Orwell's classic 1984, a book written in 1949 that described life in London 35 years in the future. It's a bleakly dystopian novel that describes a totalitarian society governed by propaganda, surveillance, and censorship. Parts of it are amazingly prescient, given today's debates over fake news, Google and Facebook tracking our every move, and the new push to censor conservative and specifically Christian speech on social media. As I read the book, I was struck by one microcosm that in some ways resembles the London of Orwell's 1984, and that is our modern colleges and universities. While it's certainly worse on Ivy League campuses back east and in places like UC Berkeley, UCLA, and the University of Southern California, Montana's college campuses are not immune. Although university officials pay lip service to the free speech principles embodied in the First Amendment, the reality on campuses is quite different. Students are pressured to conform to a generally accepted politically correct worldview with its own acceptable vocabulary. Deviations are quickly labeled hate speech, and punishment for nonconformance can be severe. Just ask Eric Powell, a former Montana State University student who was expelled when he confided privately to a professor that he was uncomfortable with the idea of transgenderism. After being expelled, he was told he could not return unless he completed anger management and civil rights counseling. Powell filed suit in U.S. District Court in 2017, arguing that his First Amendment right to free expression was violated. That case is ongoing, but sparked a debate that played itself out in the recently concluded 2019 session of the Montana Legislature. Given the fact that universities across the U.S. have been restricting free speech by implementing acceptable speech policies and setting up quote-unquote free speech zones, which in most cases are cordoned off patches of ground far from populated areas, the Montana Legislature passed House Bill 735, the Montana Campus Free Speech Act. The bill passed both houses with bipartisan support and even saw the Montana Family Foundation and the ACLU on the same side of the issue. Unfortunately, Governor Bullock caved to university pressure and vetoed the bill. In his veto letter, he cited assurances from university officials that their policies protect and promote free speech. I'm sure Eric Powell would beg to differ. The bill is now the subject of a veto override effort, and we hope that Democrats who voted for the bill in the first place will vote to override the veto. This issue is just too important because small erosions of the First Amendment today set us on a path to Orwell's London of 1984. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.